Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Has arrived. Not bad for June, huh?
Not bad at all.
Looking pretty darn good this weekend. There were pockets of really nice over the weekend, for sure. Hi, friends. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Riding shotgun here is Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
From the studios of 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains in Bismarck, Mandan. And if your radio is locked into 550, thank you. AM 1100, The Flag. Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, out of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth and Sabin. A couple of towers down there to Sabin. You're hearing us. Thank you very much. Glad you're listening. If you are tuned in to 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, appreciate that. Or 1090 KTGO Tioga, Stanley, right? Williston, Watford City. The only radio station really between Minot and Williston. Now there's another, though. I just added another one. Catholic Radio added a big giant stick out there in the FM band. Anyway, welcome, folks, to the program we call What's on Your Mind. We're glad you're here. We call it What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. So anything on your mind today, you go ahead and let us know at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. And next hour, Ron Ness will be here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He'll join us from the state capitol, actually, where there is a press conference later this morning. Navarra is announcing some breakthroughs on drill cutting recycling technology. Look forward to finding out more about that. Of course, formerly Power Fuels, Navarra, and Watford City Company, but they're really located throughout the entire Bakken, so look forward to hearing about that as well. We'll talk with Ron about Sandpiper getting a key permit from the PUC in Minnesota, finally, after years of delay and court battles and everything else, so that's good news. Ron also told me last week that the dispute between the two companies in a gathering pipeline that had led to some landowners by Watford City getting a lien on their property has been resolved. We'll get an update on that. There was a story about that a week ago Sunday in the Bismarck Tribune and caused me to have a bit of a fit on Energy Matters last week. I was a little upset that these companies would take that out on landowners. It made no sense to me whatsoever. Been resolved. Evidently, these things are not enforceable, so if you've heard about this and are concerned, and it's something the legislature will no doubt need to do at some point, because you can put a lien, obviously, on a building, right, but you can't put it on land, and certainly you wouldn't be able to, you know, in this case, it's two companies that had a dispute over I don't know what, but led to a lien on the property owner, but had, you know, the property owner hadn't done anything wrong, so it was really dumb. But anyway, it's been resolved. We'll deal with that with Ron later this hour. Anybody see this story that ran in the Friday Bismarck Tribune, I guess? Might have been in Saturday's paper, reported on Friday, I guess. But I'll just tell you about the story from the beginning, and then some people haven't followed this, depending on where you are. But the Bismarck High, the Bismarck High School, has something called the Demonettes Booster Club, okay? And a woman was in court on Friday and sentenced to 3 years of suspended prison time for stealing money from the Booster Club. And there were a lot of people, I guess, in court, South Central District Court, for this. This woman had, and by the way, her name is Melissa Welts.
Okay.
She was the treasurer for the group. She pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $18,000 from the Demonettes. The judge, Thomas Schneider, heard from a number of parents, from club officials, and the Demonettes members who testified how the theft hurt them. One Bismarck High School senior, Katie Ebach, said that when news of the embezzlement came out, students and teachers bullied and harassed her and other members of the dance team. She testified that one teacher who was looking for some money asked Ivac, "Don't you have an extra 10 grand I can use?" At events where the Demonettes were performing, audience members would chant, "Where is the money?" Probably went something like this. "Where's the money?" What do you think?
How'd I do, Todd?
"Where's the money?"
I think your days of being a Demonette are probably behind
over,
you. Anyway,
okay, yeah. So. All right. So the girl, this senior, said it was mortifying. The community looks at us differently now. Jennifer Holwagner, a Demonettes varsity coach, said she had to deal with the stress of not only competing at tournaments, but defending and comforting 22 worried and stressed girls. Kurt Benz, the vice president of the Demonettes Booster Club, said that when measured in the team's famous popcorn bowls, this woman sold the equivalent of 4,475 popcorn bowls, made from ingredients purchased at parent expense and sold by team members at events all year long. The team has seen donations reduced and others lost as a result of the actions of Ms. Welts, as would-be sponsors voice fears that money going into, you know, that money would be going into a parent's pocket. The attorney did not dispute his client's wrongdoing. The Justin Vinci, the attorney for Ms. Welts, did not dispute his client's wrongdoing, saying, quote, "She should have gone out and gotten a loan. I don't know why she didn't. She made a terrible decision." And went on to characterize the action as one made in desperation, as her husband had a failing business and the family had two vehicles repossessed. All right, anyway, there's more details to this story, but I was most taken aback by the testimony of this senior student that when news of the embezzlement came out, students and teachers bullied and harassed her and other members of the dance team. What the heck? What are teachers doing bullying students? And not to mention, why would you take that out on the students when you clearly have a perpetrator here who was in the wrong? And, you know, I give her some credit. She's expressed remorse, said it was terrible, said it was awful. I let the girls down, let the community down, I let my family down. How many times do you see people in court who won't even go to that extent of admitting their wrongdoing and saying they screwed up? I mean, this is a bit of a story of she's fallen. She's asking for forgiveness here. But I'm more appalled at the people surrounding this whole story that are, you know, taunting and bullying students and teachers over the wrongdoing of one individual. This young girl who's, you know, giving the story here, Katie Ebach, she didn't do anything wrong. Why bully her? That really struck me as, I mean, what's going on here? Who are the teachers, and should they be held accountable? I mean, that to me is a subplot in this story that is an astonishing tidbit. I read it three times to say, am I reading this right? Can this be right? I mean, my gosh. The woman screwed up. She is making restitution. She'll have 3 years of probation. That is a screw-up meeting a fix. Right? There you go. But the taunting and everything else is kind of crazy. One other story on the national front. I need some help from the audience on this. I really don't. I don't. What's you know? I don't know if it's a George Soros deal, if it's a you know, get more votes deal. But over the weekend, Bill de Blasio, the cop-bashing mayor of New York City, said America has a democracy problem, saying, quote, "Let's face it, a lot of people in the political class have tried to discourage voter involvement, and a lot of incumbents prefer a very small electorate." Can he name me anybody? Who's out there discouraging voter involvement? And what does that mean? I think to Bill de Blasio, it means if you need a photo ID, and I say you need a photo ID, then guess what? You're trying to discourage voter involvement because you're asking for an ID. Hillary Clinton, same thing over the weekend, made some big deal about it. You don't think this is what this is about. It's what it's about. It's a problem. We got to fix it. And by the way, she happened to be at an event that required an ID to get in. Oh, it's just too rich. It's too rich.
You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, yeah. So she said, you know, you need an ID to go see her in person, But she thinks it's ridiculous that you need an ID to vote. Now, here's my question, what I don't get. I mean, you know, de Blasio's calling it a democracy problem. What are they after here? What do they want? I mean, do they want no rules to vote? I mean, do they want multiple people voting? Do they want a voting system that has less integrity? I mean, I don't want to just be a bomb thrower and say that's what they're after. I mean, if you need an ID to get into her campaign event, but you don't need an ID to vote, haven't we got something a little out of place? A little wacky? George says, yes, democracy is a problem. We are a republic, not a democracy, and the blah blah wouldn't know either if they reared up and bit them.
Yeah.
Pat says, and how did he get elected? So I don't know what they're trying to get to. I would like to know, though. If you have an idea of what it is motivates them on this, please tell me, would you? 800-228-0550. A couple of my thoughts, and now I welcome yours today on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City. If you need grain stuff, Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington has it. Their website is grainstuff.com. In a moment, I'll give you their number. Great staff, very knowledgeable, very friendly. Get you the products you need. GSI grain bins and dryers, Ringland power sweeps, Shivers bin dryers, Ritchie livestock waterers, welding supplies, gases, gears, pulleys, even bolts and nuts. Everything you need. Grainstuff.com or call 800-859-2032. Carrington, North Dakota's Central Steel Building and Construction.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource. Check it out for all kinds of events that are happening in the oil patch. Been a whole round of wonderful Clean of the Patch events that have been going on. And I want you to circle July 14th and July 16th on your calendar for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Those are just fabulous events. Alexander on the 14th, South Heart on the 16th of July. Seventh annual event this year. And they do an afternoon event with they call it the Bakken Basics Education Session, where you have Ron Ness and Kathy Nassett and Lynn Helms, often Justin Kringstedt from the Pipeline Authority, just kind of answer questions, go through a presentation on the very latest. They're very good. And then about 4, start with the barbecue and live entertainment. And a lot of companies are there, a lot of free things given away, and a good chance to interact with folks. So put that on your calendar, 14th and 16th of July. Should be great fun. We'll be broadcasting live from those as well. 21 past the hour, Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. And I welcome your phone calls on any and all topics. Till the top of the hour here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I saw something on National Review today about a commencement address that caught my attention, and not many do, unfortunately. Have you noticed that? That it really is, it's just a lot of noise, really. I mean, can you think of one that stands out? And this one was a British novelist I'd never even heard of before. But he spoke at Dickinson College in Pennsylvania. Never heard of the college either. But what he said caught my attention. And it essentially was counseling the students to not get all wrapped up in being offended about it. And kind of comes back and ties to this story about the voting and maybe the motivation behind this. I have a theory that it's good politics to have kind of groupthink and have people think, you know, they're, make them think, you know, that people are trying to oppress them. They're victims, right? And if you get some groupthink going and you get people thinking, you know, these people are, isn't that offensive to you? They're offending you. You're a victim here. That you, and it's a, and I'm glad this happened at a college, because I think a lot of this happens at colleges, in my opinion, where that sort of mentality grows and you come out with a chip on your shoulder thinking, you know, you're fighting a battle and the world's out to get you. It'd be a lot better to come out of college saying, you know what, there's going to be a lot of things in this world that's going to offend me, and there's going to be a lot of you know, attempts to throw me off my game. None of it's going to work. You know, I am the least intellectual person on the planet, but I'd love to give a commencement address and just say that to kids. Kids, here's the deal. If you live your life as a victim, you're going to be a victim. If you live your life knowing that there'll be people looking to knock you off if you're on top of the hill, they're going to knock you off the hill. If you're climbing up the hill, they're going to knock you back down to the bottom of the hill. Whatever. That's just life. And if it isn't individuals, it's going to be stuff. Things will happen. But if you're the Democrats, you know, I think start by saying, you know, these evil Republicans, they don't want you to vote. There you go again. See? You're a victim. Hillary Clinton demanded that the federal government override state laws and automatically register everyone to vote, and then offer at least 20 days of early voting. Coincidentally enough, de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, and Hillary Clinton barking about, you know, states know this stuff better. There's no early voting in New York, I guess. There's no early voting. I think Chris Christie kind of pushed back against Hillary and said, you know, New Jersey, you got 20 days of early voting. Folks have 20 days opportunities to vote. New York won, and she's suggesting that somehow they've got it better. President Obama, of course, weighs in on this as well. If everybody voted, then it would completely change the political map in this country. So they just want to round people up and have them vote, right? Regardless of whether they're, you know, engaged, informed, ready to go. That's a chilling statement. That was from President Obama last March. If everybody voted, then it would completely change the political map in this country.
How long before we get required early voting, and yet you get to change your vote? Let's say it's 20 days of early voting. You get to change your vote within that 20 days as much as you want, too.
You know,
as long as the lag comes out.
Almost, I hear you. I'm almost as offended by Hillary Clinton demanding the federal government override state laws. This woman is trying to run for president. You've got a current president who overrides laws all the time with his pen, to the point they've been found unconstitutional now and are being challenged in court. And now she just wants to override state laws as well because she doesn't like the policy.
I thought those laws that were not defined as being under federal jurisdiction defaulted to states, not the other way around.
Wasn't she doesn't
the way
care.
The Constitution was written? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Mike, traveling I-94, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Are you speaking to me now?
I am speaking to you now, Mike. Yes, sir. You have the floor.
Well, I think it's insane.
In 1 mile, exit 1, 24 is on the right.
You're talking about offending people. You run a radio station that offends people all day long with Rush Limbaugh, and the idea that it's offensive to give everybody the right to vote is pure insanity. You sound like
27 is on the right, and then right turn.
Mike, I'm having a real hard time understanding what you're saying. It sounds like you're on a speakerphone. Are you able to just pick up the phone and talk to me that way and share your opinions?
I'm on the highway. I'll try to be as clear as I can. I'm saying that you are playing the Rush Limbaugh game. You don't have any problem with him being offensive all day, but and the Fox News plays the same game.
Quarter of a mile, right turn onto North Dakota 31.
Hey, we're riding along with Mike there.
Yeah, we're getting the play-by-play from your humble assistant.
I'm sorry. It won't bother you anymore. But what I'm saying is...
I'm offended by it, actually.
You're using exactly the same tactics that Fox and Rush Limbaugh do, and you talk about offending people. You do it all day long, and then you throw it over on...
North Dakota 31.
You throw it over on Hillary Clinton.
Well, Rush is only out for 3 hours, not all day long, but... Okay.
But regardless, Rush is just one person giving his opinions. I mean, again, if you're offended by it, don't listen to it. I mean, that
I
is...
Don't listen.
Then you're not offended by it.
What I'm telling you is you're talking about Hillary Clinton being offensive by trying to make it so people can vote. The Republicans don't want people to vote because they know they'd be voted out of office. And you play this game, it's exactly the same game that Rush and Fox News play.
All right, hang on, Mike. We'll finish this on the other side of the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Top of the hour. Looking forward to what is coming close here on the calendar. It's a couple of weeks away. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference up at the Grand Hotel in Minot, June 25th and 26th. We are going to have a blast. Biggest names in oil and gas will be there. They start with a Bakken tour on Thursday morning, the 25th. Full afternoon of just great information. Nice dinner on Thursday night. Entertainer is Milo Hotzenbueller. That'll be great. Yours truly, the MC for the event. And we have a special VIP guest coming in Thursday night. Got to keep it top secret. But it's going to be good. Updates on all kinds of projects happening in North Dakota. Oil and gas leasing 101. Lots of tax policy answers as well. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council. Kathy Nesset. Nesset Consulting will be there. If you're having trouble collecting royalty payments, wondering what your royalty payments are worth, wondering how to protect the blessings for many generations to come, all reasons to be in Minot. And if you haven't signed up yet, by the way, it's $125. So it's a really, really good deal. 800-558-0557 or online at nero-us.org. 800-558-0557. See you there. Okay, back with Mike, traveling I-94 and Highway 31. And we have actually have Mike. Have you named your GPS lady? Does she have a name?
She's a nicer one than the other GPS lady. I like her voice better, but she gets confused easier.
What's that?
I might fire.
Don't fire her. She's too darn nice. Now, so before the break, you said that I said that Hillary Clinton was offensive. By the way, I never said that. I happen to, not be a big fan of Hillary Clinton, but just to point out, I didn't say she was offensive. I simply quoted her, which might have offended some people in the audience. But I quoted her as saying that she's demanding that the federal government override state laws and automatically register everyone. I think your point, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, was, hey, how can a station that has Rush Limbaugh on complain about people that are offending other people? And again, I think if you think Rush Limbaugh is offensive, then you just don't listen to it. I mean, 20 million people a week do.
I'd like to make a couple of points. First of all, there is no evidence that there's any kind of voter fraud problem in the whole United States. There's no research to back up that claim.
Let me ask you a simple question, Mike. I want to just ask you a real simple question. Your photo ID, I bet as a trucker you probably use that a fair amount. Do you think there's anything oppressive in saying to vote you need a photo ID and your address has to match the voter's records? Is that troublesome? Is that putting an undue burden on voters?
Well, let me tell you something. I have lived in North Dakota. North Dakota was always famous because you could walk in to my hometown and you could vote. What you're trying to do is keep people from voting. You don't want blacks to vote. You don't want the poor to vote. There's a whole class of people Republicans don't want to vote because they know it will lose power. And there's no reason to ask anybody, what's your name? Where do you live? And check your name and see if you live there. There is no voter fraud. It's a concoction by the Republicans to make sure that Hispanics don't vote, to make sure the blacks don't vote, to make sure the poor don't vote. And it is a fraud, and it is offensive to me.
Okay, can I have your top piece of evidence that suggests that leads you to utter the astonishing statement that Republicans don't want Hispanics, blacks, or poor to vote? What give me your basis, your actual underpinnings for that argument? Where is it?
The underpinnings are that the Republicans know that a lot of migrant people have to, who are citizens, they move around, and they don't have driver's license. They just want to make them difficult. Same thing with poor people who can't afford to go get IDs. They want to make voting a nuisance. There's no voter fraud. The whole concept is to keep the oppressed from voting against the oppressors.
I don't know if the word is voter fraud, Mike, but I would tell you this, that previously North Dakota's system, which was changed by the legislature, allowed you to sign an affidavit to say you are who you say you are, okay? And then later
why
they would go
to...
let me finish. Later they would go and then try and match those people who said they were with the voter rolls, and very often every election they would have people they couldn't find. I don't remember the number.
You don't want to name a number. It's just a theory.
As I recall, it was several hundred that were every year in the elections where these people would say that. So the legislature said, tell you what, we're going to ask that they have to have an ID and that their address has to match. That's no different than anything. I mean, when you talk about, if you have a concern, Mike, for Hispanics, blacks, and migrants and the poor and all these people you've listed as though are being offended, then you should want them to have an identification that will allow them to do many things besides voting. I mean, that's a motivation to get that done so they are able to apply for things and have that. I don't think that's oppressive at all. I think that's
just good
policy.
This is the same game you play with the inheritance tax. No farmers have ever lost their farm over the inheritance tax, yet Republicans want to make it a big deal, and they do not cite real facts and figures. They don't cite real people, just like you did with voter fraud. You say a couple hundred people. Why don't you name the real facts and the real figures? It's a minor thing.
Well, Mike, two of us can play that game. You started this. You said blacks, poor, Hispanic, and migrants are not being allowed to vote. We don't want them to vote. I asked you for the proof of that. I'm still waiting for it. That's an astonishing statement you've made, and you've got no basis of fact in it. None.
Well, look, all you have to do is look and see what percentages of people vote. You can look up and see who votes, and you can see who votes for Republicans. And you can see that the people they're trying to keep from voting are the people who vote against them.
But you said they're keeping them from voting. I want proof that they're keeping them from voting.
The classic case is like college students. They make it difficult for college students to vote. But why do you want to make it difficult for people to vote? It's never been a problem. It's simply a matter of keeping the people from voting who will vote against the Republicans. And you play this game, oh, there's voter fraud. Show the statistics. Show the people you caught. It's two or three people in the whole state of North Dakota, maybe. And it was probably just a clerical error. Yet you want to blow it up and make it difficult for people to vote.
I think you're diminishing it, Mike. But you've got some extraordinary, strong statements there. And I'd love to have some proof of what you're saying. All you're able to say is Hispanics, blacks, poor, and migrants, because they vote more favorably for Democrats, clearly Republicans don't want them to vote. That's not enough to back up an extraordinary statement.
Are there not black and Hispanic Republicans? I mean, that's kind of a flawed logic right there.
And, Mike, you clearly have a strong bias in favor of the Democrats. That's okay. That's an opinion. But you can't take that strong bias in favor of Democrats and say, by saying we want to know people are who they say they are, and require an ID, that is, in fact, wanting blacks, poor, and Hispanic. I would argue that to the extent that the groups you mentioned don't have IDs, by engaging the process, they're more likely to be engaged in society. That isn't a, that'll be a good thing for them going down the road.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike, nice talking to you and your fine friend there. Henry and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I am literally scared that there's people like that driving around. That's just amazing.
I don't know that it has anything to do with their driving skills. I was a little concerned about the connection between voting rights and the inheritance tax.
I feel safer that he's got somebody telling him where to drive. But
well, look at where he, where you're coming from. We have at least a black running for president. We have two Hispanics or a Cuban and a Hispanic running for president. We have a woman or at least one running for president in the Republican Party. And every bill that comes up for fair voting is the Republicans. It's not trying to stop it. It's trying to verify that one of the few things that you have the obligation of the Constitution is to vote and do a census. There's very limited things you get to participate in the Constitution. These are big deals. They have to be done right.
They are a big deal. That's a very good point. Appreciate the call, Henry. Thank you very much. Dennis and Stanley, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Dennis Lindahl up in Stanley, North Dakota.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Good. Say, as a political campaign manager in Ohio, I ran, I'll give Mike some facts. The political campaign manager in Ohio, I ran 168 political campaigns, many of those where we had to circulate petitions, and we would use voter registration lists, and we would go into neighborhoods to get petitions to get issues on ballot. You cannot even imagine how many times we would go into a predominantly Democrat neighborhood and there would be boarded up houses with eight different people registered to vote. And when you go and talk to their neighbors, which is called, in the political realm, that's called a walk and talk. When you go and talk to the neighbors and you say, hey, what about that house on the corner where that's boarded up? They got eight people I need to talk to. Oh, that house has been boarded up for years. Nobody's lived there. Voter fraud. They fill out the cards. They have them mailed to, they have them mailed to a vacant house, and then the Democrat Party comes by and picks them up and casts absentee ballots for those registered voters. That's voter fraud, and that's why we need to prevent that here in North Dakota.
Dennis, appreciate the call, and good insight from someone that's been there, done that. Emailer says, we're getting some great feedback here from Mike. Mike, you're going to have to call again here because... you've riled some folks up today, and that's okay. An ID is oppressive. This guy is a typical left-wing cancer that is ruining the country.
An ID is needed at the video store, to use a somewhat dated reference, I guess.
Where do you go that you don't need an ID? Where do you go that you don't need an ID? You can't go anywhere. You can't apply for any benefits. You can't do anything. If a policeman pulls you over on the side of the road, you must present an ID. If you're walking on the side of the road, a policeman asks you for your ID, you have to present an ID.
That's why I'm saying I actually make the case that you're helping these folks by asking for an ID.
Scott, please tell Mike, if there's no voter fraud, how come two Minnesota counties had more votes cast than the counties had registered voters?
Right.
Yeah, but good point. That was Minnesota. I don't know. I think he was asking for a North Dakota example, but I take your point. It happens. And
yeah, but, his point, I mean,
he was arguing against the whole idea anyway.
Right.
You know,
right.
So,
exactly.
Good point. Yeah. Very good point. Bob and Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, guys. Yeah, allow me to join in. I agree with this last caller. I think Mike is definitely a Democratic liberal operative. But, you know, if I'm not mistaken, let me point out a couple things. Weren't there, like, a lot of dead people that voted in some of these last elections that were clearly dead for, like, a long time? And also, isn't it a free ID in North Dakota? Can't you go get a free ID if you can't afford an ID? Don't they offer free IDs?
Yeah.
A driver's license. But it's free. The nonsense about that they can't, you know, poor people can't afford an ID, that's nonsense. It's free.
And Bob, you don't want them to vote. Just admit it. You don't, Hispanics, migrants, blacks, poor, you don't want them to vote. Come on.
And then finally, wouldn't it be fair?
Finally, he's going to have to wait till the other side of the break. Hang on. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Among our fine sponsors here today on What's On Your Mind, give them a call to Mandan at 701-663-2375 if you need anything in the application world. They're your go-to source. They're also in Fargo, south of Fargo on I-29, exit 60. You'll find them in Frontier right there, community just south of Fargo. But whatever you need in the ag application world, they've got it. And that starts, of course, with the best of the best, Apache sprayers, new and used, and some great deals now available on those sprayers. Low-interest financing available, so that's a great way to go. They have some used ones available, too. And, of course, as I mentioned, the ET Ag Center. I mentioned that often. 50,000 sprayer parts on hand at both locations. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and the rest. HighPlainsApache.com. telephone number. Again, stop and see him across from the Bonanza, across Maine, in Mandan, or exit 60, I-29 south of Fargo. HighPlainsApache.com. Call him in Mandan, 701-663-2375. Okay, you had one more point, Bob, and I got some other callers right behind you. Lay it on me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just want fair and free elections for both parties. You know, how can you not guarantee a honest election if there's no identification? The Democratic Party are the only ones that are pushing for identification-free voting, which is it's ridiculous on its own. It's illogical. It's like thieves don't want alarm systems. Well, of course they don't. I mean, how can you not guarantee fair and honest and honorable elections without identification?
Yeah, again, what are they up to here? This is how this conversation started. What is their motivation? What are they trying to do? I think, number one, they love the victim card. People, you're a victim, and you need me. And there's people out there vulnerable to that argument. It brings them in. But clearly, they're up to something else. They don't want any rules for voting. Is Mike getting sucked into that? David emails, Scott, I'll prove Mike wrong. I'm a proud Republican and chair of our local Republican district. I also serve on the North Dakota Republican State Party Committee. I want all people to vote, including college students, black people, Hispanics, and all the rest. Any effort to suppress voters is offensive to me. My father's a World War II veteran and almost died for our freedom. I take the right to vote seriously. Contrary to the tinfoil hat theories of the loony left, any discussion of suppressing voter turnout would be grounds to be kicked out of any Republican Party leadership role. Let's go down to Dan in Waite Park, Minnesota. What's on your mind, Dan?
Well, we've uncovered Minnesota Voters Alliance, I think it is, uncovered a 40-year pattern of counting the votes and then doing the verifications. So your voter ID is not going to do a whole lot unless the bureaucrats are made to toe the line. And they're fighting just as hard as they can to keep them allowing the public to see the documents that prove this.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. And as an earlier caller pointed out, I mean, ask Tom Emmer. Ask Norm Coleman. Ask Tim Pawlenty. You know, I mean, this stuff has happened firsthand. I mean, Al Franken had less votes than Norm Coleman. And Al Franken's a U.S. senator right now.
How many recounts did they take before they finally got their victory?
Yeah, no kidding. It's sad to see. Appreciate the call, Dan. Steve in Grafton, another one from up in Grafton today. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, good morning, good morning. I just got a couple of things to say. This thing with the students, from what I understand afterwards, I got kids that are students, but these students couldn't vote because they didn't want to change their residency status on their IDs because they wanted to vote in Grand Forks and Fargo, you know, where they were students, and they also wanted to vote at home where they still had the residence at. This other thing about voter ID, I've been informed here a week or so ago that to renew my CDL, I have to present two forms that prove my citizenship and my North Dakota residency before I can renew my CDL license. This morning I had to show ID just to get my breakfast because I wrote a check. People use ID for everything. I don't know what the big problem is without having to have a form of ID.
Well, actually, we're trying to prevent you from having your breakfast. This is really about bacon and eggs. We're trying to starve you, as a matter of fact, Steve, just by having to have that ID. I mean, you're a very good point. Appreciate the call. Jacob and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey there. How's it going?
Good. You?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's been a nice day today. So I just wanted to say something. And, so I don't doubt the patriotism of Democrats or Republicans or anything like that. I know where this is all coming from. It's the really far, far left wing of the Democrat Party that doesn't want voter IDs. I think the majority of Americans feel that people should be citizens if they need to vote. But a few months ago, I was doing a thing, putting together a lesson plan for a class that I was doing. I was reading the Soviet Constitution in 1918. And inside, buried, buried deep inside, is a really long document. And you can find it publicly on Marxist.org, so don't take my word for it. Go ahead and find it. Do your homework on it. Inside, it said that one of the things that they wanted to give was free and open voting rights to every foreigner that comes into the country.
Mm, wow.
Because they felt that it would give them power, because the thing is that Marxists, they don't have respect for nations, they don't have respect for national borders and sovereignty. And so one of their ways of gaining authority is by letting foreigners come into their country. So
that is flat chilling, but up against the clock. But great story, Jacob. Thanks for sharing.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a mineral rights owner and want to know what the future holds, then you need to attend the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot. Hear from the biggest names in North Dakota on oil and gas. Hear from the experts on title curative issues, regulatory updates, information on mineral appraisals, and so much more. The biggest names in the industry will be in Minot June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join fellow royalty owners in learning the very latest on this booming industry. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557, or go online to naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. June 25th and 26th in Minot.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.